From Ballymoney and County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. This is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. It's good to have you tuning in and joining with us as today the Reverend James Porter is letting the Bible speak from Psalm 115, verse 12. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. But before we hear the message, let's, as always, take just a few moments and listen to some words in song.
Is Jesus my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of pleasure I see. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, that shadows a dry thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of His love, and covers me there with His hand. And covers me there with His hand. A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. He taketh my burden away. He holdeth me up, and I shall not be moved. He giveth me strength as my day. With numberless blessings, each moment He crowns, and filled with His fullness divine, I sing in my rapture, O glory to God, for such a Redeemer as mine. Transported I rise to meet Him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, His wonderful love, I'll shout with the millions on high. He hideth my soul shadows a dry thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of His love,
good morning. Thank you for joining with me on this first day of 2008. At this juncture of my message, I would like to wish you God's richest blessing for this incoming year. Our Bible reading for today is from Psalm 115, verse 12, where it simply says, "The Lord have been mindful of us, he will bless us." This psalm was written at a time when God's people were facing a great reproach from the ungodly. In response to such slander, the psalmist in verse 1 encourages God's people to glorify the Lord. Verse 1, he says, "Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake." But as well as glorifying the Lord, he also encourages them to trust the Lord and expect great blessings from them. And this is the purpose of his words in verse 12, when he says, "The Lord have been mindful of us, he will bless us." With such words, he urges God's people to recall past blessings, and in light of past blessings, they were to expect future blessings. And child of God, this is what I would encourage you also to do in this first day of 2008. Through these words in verse 12, may you recall what God has done for you in the past. And as you consider God's past blessings, may you be encouraged to pray for and to expect greater blessings in this new year from the Lord. First of all, as you think of this verse, consider what the Lord has done for his people. Verse 12 says, "The Lord hath been mindful of us." This word "mindful" means to remember, and it shows how the Lord never forgets his people. In the book of Isaiah, the Lord says, "Yet will I not forget thee." Child of God, please realize the Lord has been mindful of you. There may be times when you are mocked by the ungodly for being a Christian, but always remember that the Lord has been mindful. And the hymn writer says, "God is still on the throne, he will remember his own." Proof that God has been mindful of Israel is seen in the fact that God preserved them as a nation from their enemies since they came out of Egypt. In the book of Judges, the Lord says, "And I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of all that oppress you." And child of God, in a similar fashion, since the day you were saved, you have known the Lord's preserving grace. The Bible says, "He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." Also, we can say that the Lord hath been mindful of Israel in being merciful to them. Speaking to Israel, Moses said, "For the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee." And in like fashion, child of God, the Lord has been merciful to you. By his tender mercy, your sins have been forgiven through faith in Christ. You have been brought into his family. The Bible says it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. Also, it must be said that God was mindful of Israel in chastening them when they went astray. He was mindful of them in leading them through the wilderness and by helping them in their time of need. In the Old Testament, Moses said to Israel that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. In Deuteronomy 8, verse 2, we read of God's guidance, and it says, "Thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God hath led thee these 40 years. Indeed, in Psalm 115, verse 9, we read of God's help to Israel. It says, "O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield." And child of God, it has been the same in your life. When you've sought to go astray, the Lord has chastened you and brought you back to himself. You can say with David, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray." Also, the Lord has been your guide in your life. You can say with the psalmist of the Lord that the Lord has guided you. Then in times of need, you can tell of God's help and say, "My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth." Dear believer in Christ, as you look back over your Christian life, you can say, "The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will be our guide even unto death." But then secondly, as we think further upon these words of Psalm 115, verse 12, I want you to consider what the Lord is yet going to do for his people. Notice in verse 12 the words, "He will bless us." This word "bless" speaks of God's goodness, his bounty, his provision. This is what the Lord was to bestow upon his people in the day of the psalmist. And this is what he is yet going to do for you who are his child in 2008. In blessing you who are saved, the Lord will bless you greatly, for he is great, he is almighty, he is all-powerful. Verse 15 says, "Ye are blessed of the Lord which made heaven and earth." There will never be a time when the cup of blessing will run dry. The fact that the psalmist uses the word us shows that the Lord has a blessing for all of his people, old and young, great and small. Verse 13 says, He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. Child of God, in 2008, the Lord is able to bless you in a mighty way because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. He is able to pour you out a blessing that there is not room enough to receive. Whenever Caesar gave a gift to one of his subjects, the subject said, This is too great a gift for me to receive. And Caesar replied, But it is not too great a gift for me to give. But when we think further upon God's blessing, we must say that he will bless his people specifically. Verses 12 and 14 of this psalm says, O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Christian, the Lord is able to bless you personally this year. He is also able to bless your home and your family. And such is his grace that you can ask for God's blessing upon all that concerns you on a daily basis. In 1 Chronicles 4, verse 10, Jabez prayed, Oh, that thou would bless me indeed. And the Bible says, And God granted him his request. Then we must also say that God's blessing is sure and certain. Speaking of the Lord, our text says, He will bless us. Christian, here is a promise you can pray and ask God to fulfill. For his word is sure. The Bible says, God is not a man that he should lie. This being so this year, may you have the same persistent spirit of Jacob in prayer. He said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. The hymn writer says, There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. Perhaps I'm speaking to one at the start of this new year and you're still unsaved. Well, if you start this year by trusting Christ as your Savior, you will enter into the greatest of all blessings, out of God's so great salvation. John chapter 3, verse 16, it says, For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is the blessing that God has for you today and throughout the rest of your life. If you'll but acknowledge your need as a sinner and trust Jesus Christ as Savior. Psalm 34, verse 8, the psalmist says, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. This day may you begin this new year with Christ as your Savior. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.